Angry Robot on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Empire State by Adam Christopher, performed by Phil Giganti. For Sandra, without whom there is nothing. Author's note: New York City is an amazing and fantastical place, and it doesn't need an author like me to make it any more so. However, the Empire State is Manhattan reflected through a clouded lens, and I have exercised artistic license where the story demanded. I hope the reader will forgive any liberties taken, be they geographical, topographical, or temporal. Part 1. The Mean Streets. "Judge Crater, call your office," said the man with the microphone. Everybody laughed. 1. Jerome gunned the accelerator and turned sharp left. Rex slid on the bench seat, but grabbed the leather strap dangling over his door fast enough to stop him landing in the driver's lap. Jerome whistled, knuckles white as they gripped the wheel. Rex looked over his shoulder. He sure as hell hoped Jerome knew where he was going. "For crying out loud!" Rex winced as his head met the roof of the car, the thin felt of his hat providing little protection as Jerome pushed two wheels over the curb to dodge oncoming traffic. "Complain later, boss! Keep your head down and hold on!" Jerome's eyes didn't leave the road. Rex frowned and hunkered down in the seat, gripping the top edge with both hands as he turned to look out the back. Two crates of green bottles rattled in the back seat under Rex's nose as Jerome navigated the wet streets as fast as he dared. Rex squinted, trying to see through the smattering of rain on the car's tiny rear window, but the droplets of water seemed to pull the light of the city in, refracting it into a thousand glowing, multicolored points. The car shuddered against the gutter as Jerome swerved around another obstacle, throwing up a huge, steam-like spray of runoff, obscuring the view even more.
"What's the deal?"
Jerome asked. Rex relaxed his grip and turned back around. Jerome was leaning over the wheel, his keen, experienced eyes picking out the path ahead in the downtown traffic. It was late, but New Yorkers had a well-known disregard for the time of day. Jerome was doing a fine job threading the boat-sized Studebaker through the maze of cars, but surely their luck was going to run out. Somehow, they'd managed to avoid the police, but they'd be spotted sooner rather than later. Evading one pursuer was possible. Add 2, 3, 4 cop cars, and the odds shortened and not in their favor.
"Looks clear."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?